Representative Ro Khanna presented a policy agenda for a Democratic Party built in the image of President Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal. Khanna says the Democrats should prioritize economic support for working and middle classes with a framework based on job creation programs and economic and social investments.
We need a Work for America program modeled on the Works Progress Administration that created over 8.5 million jobs under the Roosevelt administration. Here's how it would work. Every young person out of high school or college would have the chance to do work that is deeply meaningful, rebuilding communities, providing care services, working on national technology projects, making government agencies user-friendly, training in industries of the future. You'd get a job right after high school or college.
He emphasized that the current Democratic platform was insufficient in its response to right-wing populism in the Trump administration. He says the Democratic platform is directly responsible for the re-election of President Trump, and that continuing on the same course is not a logical way to combat current problems.
We cannot go back to the days before Trump. That led to a Democratic Party that had an approval rating of 27%. How and why should we go back to a party or a politics that got us 2 terms of Donald Trump?
A frequent critique of left-wing progressive policies, such as the ones Khanna presented, is the high cost of the proposed government programs. Some economists fear these programs will require cuts to Medicare and Social Security. Khanna disagrees, saying they can be paid for by taxing the rich and cutting defense spending.
What I would say on Social Security is I would get rid of the Social Security cap. So even Mitt Romney has said this. For people making over $400,000, you should tax them on their income on Social Security, and you could pay for Social Security and even expand benefits. Why? Because there are people in my district, I just met a couple of them, seniors, who are struggling on a couple $1,000s a month when you've got $20 trillion. So why wouldn't you just say, okay, tax the billionaires a bit more, have people paying over making over $400,000 pay Social Security tax so that senior family can have economic dignity.
Khanna also answered questions about the current state of the Epstein files, as former U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi refused to appear for her subpoenaed deposition Tuesday. Khanna co-authored the Epstein Files Transparency Act, a bill that was signed into law and directed the Department of Justice to release all unclassified files connected to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Following the file's heavily redacted release, Khanna listed the questions that must still be answered to ensure the victims of Epstein receive justice and those involved in the criminal activity face accountability.
I don't know why the 3 million files that have been held have been so blacked out, why the redactions took place in March, where a lot of the names that were mentioned of people who were abusers, who raped young girls, why those are all blacked out and even members of Congress can't see them. They claim, oh, this is to protect survivors, but you don't need to blank out 3 million pages of documents just to protect survivors' names.
This comes as renewed attention to the Epstein files has surged following First Lady Melania Trump's White House speech on April 9th, when she denied any connection to both Epstein and Maxwell and urged justice for the survivors. Khanna agreed with the First Lady's message that the scope of the Epstein case remains unresolved and that those who abused the survivors must be held to account.
The problem is that there are a number of people who raped or abused these girls or covered it up, and those people aren't being held accountable. And the person who confirmed this is First Lady Melania Trump, because while her president is calling all of this a hoax, she said very clearly, quote, Epstein was not alone. That is the point that the survivors and Massey and I have been making for months. He was not alone. This was not just Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein. There are a lot of other men who were involved, and they need to be prosecuted.
Khanna's speech comes as the Democratic Party searches for clear messaging and a resolution to deep divisions within the party over centrist and progressive politics. For KPFA News, I'm Cade Young.